Brooklyn.
Yeah.
That's my name.
Yeah. Okay, now go.
How's this going to be presented, by the way?
How about you just tell your story and I'll tell you later.
Oh, good. So this is not going to be embarrassing. hopefully my coach isn't here.
No one's going to hear the sound recording, if that makes a difference.
Okay. All right, so it was during summer of the 2007 year. Yeah. And I went to a concert during the day, and I had drank a little bit there. Then I went to my friend's house afterwards to continue drinking. It's a 3-minute story.
So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You can tell as long as you want to share some.
Okay, so I was at my friend's house and we were drinking. We were playing drinking games because, you know, that's what kids do. We can't just sit around and drink. We have to play games to make it.
You don't have to make it a 3-minute story.
Add some competitive nature to the game.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. And, like, more and more people are showing up. And, you know, it's, like, my friends from high school, so I know everyone. So, me and my one friend, my one good friend, that he was actually at the concert with me. So, we'd been drinking for probably about 12 hours, because it was midnight by now. And we're like, all right, let's start the revolution. Let's go skinny dipping, man. But, you know, rather than get naked near the pool, we decided to do it in the kitchen of the house. And, yeah. But, you know, we're going to start the revolution down with pants. Everyone else is going to join in when we got there. So, you know, stripped down in the kitchen. And we went outside, and when my friend opened the door, there was this kid there that he's known to be a hard-ass guy. So, he freaked out when he saw my friend there naked and pushed him. So I'm like, that's bullshit, and I pushed that kid. And then he decided to smash a bottle on my head. So I gave him a ride off the porch that we were on. And he went head over heels backwards. Then I realized that my head was bleeding quite profusely. And, you know, at this point I'm still naked. And there's blood dripping everywhere. And I'm going crazy. I'm trying to jump on this kid and people are holding me back. And then one of my friends is like, "Bravo, just go inside. Get your clothes on." I'm like, fine. Went inside. Put my boxers on, nothing else. Came back outside. Started calling the kid a pussy and yelling at him. And then finally, you know, got back under control. And my head is still bleeding pretty bad. I had glass in my foot. So since I know first aid, I decided to give myself first aid. I went over to the sink, started washing my head, trying to get the glass shards out of that. I had other people working on my foot with, like, tweezers, trying to pull the glass shard out of that. And my head will not stop bleeding, so I poured salt into it to try to staunch the blood flow. And yeah, I bled all over my friend's house, and there's broken glass everywhere.
And what's the moral of the story here?
The moral of the story is it's better to have a misadventure than a misadventure.
Thanks, Adam.